Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the Drish Asiri at the tail end. There's not much left, but we'll finish it up. So, last time we had said over this, started this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. We'll just go over it really quick. So, David HaMelech ruled over Klal Yisrael for 40 years. 33 over the whole Klal Yisrael, 7 in Chevron. The 7 in Chevron were at the beginning. Rashi had said that of those 7 years when he wasn't ruling over the whole Klal Yisrael, so there were two of Ishbosheth where he was king, and the rest not. So Rashi says there was 5 years, after Shaul died, there was 5 years of no king, then 2 years of Ishbosheth being king, and then 6 months of nothing, and then David became the king. Tosfos does not like that pshat because it says that Avner was punished because he delayed David's being king for 2.5 years. So Tosfos didn't like it. What did Avner do wrong in the first 5 years? There was no king anyway. And as Avner, and the end, Avner started trying to help David become king. So why are we blaming Avner? Anyway, so Tosfos says it's the opposite. The 2 years of Mephibosheth were at the beginning. And that's why Avner was blamed for those 2 years, because he helped bring him about originally. And then after that, he tried to get David installed, so he wasn't punished after that. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos when those 2 years were. And then Tosfos says, again, just this is Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chav. So Tosfos there says that even though the Psukim say that David was actually king 7.5 years, that extra half a year that we're not counting is when he became Nitztara. I'm sorry, one pasuk says 7 years, one pasuk says 7.5. So Tosfos says that the extra half a year was when David got Tzaras, and that's why that's not in the count of the times. In other words, it says in one pasuk that he was king for 7 years in Chevron, another 7.5. That extra half a year wasn't counted in the first pasuk because he had Tzaras and it didn't count. Okay, so the Parshas Drachim has a bunch of kashas on this, but his main kasha is that the reason that David got Tzaras was because the Gemara in Yuma says that it's because of the Avera of Bathsheba. And the thing is, that Avera with Bathsheba didn't happen during the 7 years he was in Chevron, happened way later. So how could it be that the extra half a year that he was Nitztara was in the first 7 years? It would have to have been during the other 33 years. Moreover, he says, there's a Yerushalmi that seems to indicate this way. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why David was really king 32.5 years and didn't count the extra half a year, Mishum Kvoda Shel Yerushalayim. Okay. In other words, called it 33, even though it was really 32.5. Because the 6 months of Tzaras didn't count, but it's called the 33 to make it full. Mishum Kvod Shel Yerushalayim. Okay, good. So that seems pretty clear that it's part of the 33, not part of the 7. So he leaves Tosfos and Rashi Betzarachian. And there's some back and forth a little bit towards the end of the Drush, but it's a little complicated. I think we can just leave it there. Let that Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and the Parshas Drachim disagreed and said that the extra half a year is part of the 33. Okay, let's start the 11th drush. Okay, the Parashas Drachim begins with the Gemara in Megillah that says, Abigail said to David, Lo siya zos lecha lepuka lemichshol. Let this not be for you for a michshol, a puka, something that'll be mess you up. Meaning when she was going to go kill Naval, she said, don't let this be something that messes you up. Zos Michal Dika Chrisi, that means there was another one. Oman Nihu, what's this other one that she was referring to? Avon de Bathsheba. That's the Avera he did with Bathsheba. Okay. Fine, that's always the introduction, which we will get back to later. So as the Parashas Drachim, that Aleinu L'Shaveach, that we have, that he gave, Shechalak Mikvod L'Basadam, Hashem gave his covenant to humans and gave us a mitzvah to have a king, and the mitzvah is that the king, a king can't be mochel on his covet. A king has to have
respect, and he can't be mochel on his respect. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma that says that Shaul lost his kingship because he was mochel on his covenant. Because at the beginning of his malchus, people were mavazim and didn't bring him a gift, and he didn't say anything. So because of that, since he was mochel on his covenant, he lost his malucha. Obviously, he did other things later. But it means, why did Hashem set him up in the situation where he could lose his malucha? Because it was nizgala from this story that he wasn't really roy to be a king, because a king can't be mochel on his covenant. And now he wants to explain some these psukim about Avigail and David's discussion. So, if you remember, Avigail used to be married to Nabal, and Nabal said some not nice things to David's men, and David was coming to kill Nabal, and Avigail stopped David and said, you know, don't mind him, and you should forgive him. He's just you know, he's not a smart guy, and here's all the food you wanted, and don't worry about it, and you should be mochel. So, but the pasuk says it's in Shmuel Aleph Perek Kafei. So she says, Avigail says to David, Sana la pesha masecha ki aso yaseh Hashem laduni bayis ne'eman. So forgive the pesha, the sin of your maidservant. Ki aso yaseh Hashem laduni bayis ne'eman, because Hashem will make you a bayis ne'eman, which he brings in, Uncle says means you'll have your kingdom will last forever. Ki malchus Hashem aduni nilcham, because you, David, fight the wars of God. V'relo simtzem b'chab yamecha, and bad will not happen to you, or from you. V'yakam adam l'radchacha. Okay, the rest we don't need for right now. Well, we'll get back to the hemshech of the psukim, but for now, that's all we need. So the Parshas Drachim is bothered by this. When she said, forgive me, because ki aso yaseh Hashem laduni bayis ne'eman, forgive me, because Hashem will give you a long kingship. So Parshas Drachim asks us, what's the Parshas Pshat in that? What is forgiving Nabal or her or whatever? She didn't do anything wrong, but Nabal. What does forgiveness have to do with, oh, well, if you forgive, your malchus will last a long time. And then after saying that, she says, and you it sounds like she's saying, you're a melech, because you fight the wars of God. What does she need to tell David why he's a melech? Well, that's what he doesn't like. She needs to come up with reasons why he's a melech. And what does that have to do with forgiving her? What does anything have to do with the other? Okay. So there's other questions in those psukim from the later psukim, but the first pshat, which we're going to talk about today, is just about that. So he says, I just told you that a melech shemochel al kvado, he loses his malchus, like what happened to Shaul. So if there's a king who's mochel al kvado, so the malchus goes away from him. That's number one you need to know. Number two is what Chazal tell us in the Medrash, that it says, if you remember, Shaul wanted to kill Yonasan because he ate on the day that Shaul said nobody's supposed to eat. Of course, Yonasan didn't know. So it says that the people saved Yonasan. They repoed the Yonasan. So the Medrash says, V'yiftu amas Yonasan v'lameis. They repoed, they redeemed Yonasan, he didn't die. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Mala mishnasna mishkalo zav apado. Elijah says, it sounds like what it is, that they actually paid him. They paid. They paid his weight in gold and redeemed him. They said to Shaul, you think Yonasan ate today? He just tasted a little bit. But Tam, Matem, Asin, Bo, Mishum, Bracha. And Taim is not really eating. So the first answer is that they paid, they redeemed him in money. And second was is that they said he never really sinned, because he didn't really eat, he just had a tima, just a taste. And the taste is not really considered achila. So it asks over there. So if you say that they actually paid him, they paid. So that makes sense in the pasuk. It says, Hayonasan Yumos Asher Asa Yeshua Gdola Azos B'Yisrael. Well, Yonasan died, he did this great Yeshua. And that's why they paid for him. Elamandam, or but according to, if you hold that he just tasted it, so what does it mean? Yonasan's going to die today. That did this great Yeshua and Klai Yisrael, was have to do with he ate less than a kezayah, so less he just ate a teima rather. So it's not considered an achila. So how does that fit in the words? Should Yonasan die today, who did such a great nace? So in answers there that People were telling Shaul, it can't be that Yonasan sinned. There must be some explanation because Hashem did a great nace through Yonasan, and Hashem doesn't do nisim through Rishayim. And that's the Ramban. Also says in Parshas Bechukose, says the same thing, that Hashem wouldn't make a nace, that explaining the same way, that Yonasan, if a nace happened through Yonasan, it can't be that he sinned. And that's what they were trying to tell Shaul. Bottom line of that is, if somebody has a great nace happen through them, they must not have sinned. So this is what Abigail says the Parshat Drachim was trying to tell David. She was saying, David, you should be mochel on what my husband did. And if you're going to say, well, I'm not allowed to be mochel, and if I am mochel, then the kingship goes away from me, so then you should know that it's not going to go away from you because you're doing great things, and someone who's the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael happens through him, nothing bad will happen. No avera will come through him. So that's what she was saying. So you should forgive sana lepesha masecha. You should forgive my sin. And don't worry, your kingship will last forever. Hashem will give you long kingship. Don't worry, oh, if I'm mochel, then my kingship will go away from me. Because you're fighting God's wars, and God is making saving the Jews and making miracles through you. And if so, it can't be that a sin will come through you. So it must be that it'll be okay to be mochel novel. And that is what David did, and we'll stop here.